This is Live in Studio C here on 91 Classical Nashville Public Radio. I'm Colleen Phelps, and today we're going to hear some noise. Graduate students from Belmont University are here with their advisor, Joel Trabig, and they've brought music by one of my personal favorite composers, Alan Hovhaness. Friends, welcome to Studio C.
Thank you, Colleen.
Joel, tell us about this piece called
This is a piece that I discovered as an undergraduate student, and I'm kind of captivated by his music. He's an American composer, studied at New England Conservatory, taught at Boston, was born in America, but his heritage is Armenian. And so he got interested in music of different countries early on. And so even in the 1940s and 50s, he's writing music that's got a lot of different influences in it. And even though he's contemporary with Bernstein and Copland, when we go to concerts and we hear American concerts, very often he's not featured just because his writing does not sound what we typically consider to be American.
I would even mix that with the other 40s and 50s. You know, he also didn't sound like Schoenberg.
This is
so
true. Absolutely.
Kind of defied categorization in his lifetime, but certainly a lot of fun to listen to.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
And just, you know, he traveled to India and Japan and South Korea. He collected a lot of folk music. And so even the piece we're playing today for trumpets, piano, and percussion, which are not typically what you would think of used in world music, this flavor is definitely deeply in this music.
All right. This is Kaldis by Alan Hovhaness. It's in seven movements. You'll hear the overture, transmutation, three tones, bhajana, jala with drum, processional, and finale here live in Studio C.
Thank you. Thank you.
Caldis, Concerto for Piano, Trumpets, and Percussion, Opus 91 by Alan Hovhaness. Anthony Baird, Kyle Matthews, Jacob Babbitt, and Charles Meggett on trumpet, Francis Ho at the piano, Brad Barbe on timpani, Wade Voris on percussion, and Joel Trebig, all from Belmont University, here live in Studio C on 91 Classical. Next week, we'll have woodwind trios with Matthew Davich and friends. In the meantime, for another look inside Nashville's classical music, check out our podcast, Keeping Score. The latest episode gives a review of the eight-decade career of organist Wilma Jensen as she approaches her 90th birthday. Listen for free anytime at 91classical.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also still fill out a bracket and vote in our March Music Madness tournament. Let us know your thoughts on those matchups on the 91 Classical Facebook page. Thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Metro Nashville Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation. Our engineer for the program is Carl Peterson. I'm Colleen Phelps. Thanks for tuning in to hear Middle Tennessee's classical music here on 91 Classical.